Welcome back to In Focus on this Monday morning in the Little Apple. Brady Bowman with you. Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass, having a lot of fun on this kind of freestyle Monday here on In Focus. We started things off talking about the Little Apple Comic Expo and mentioned a little bit about some of my hauls. We have a little bit more time at the end of mine to mention a few of my great purchases I'm pretty psyched about. We also had a little bit of a festive reading, a retelling of my Saturday in the second segment. We also just had our first, maybe our last, In Focus selection show for RCPD tweets.
Well, at least maybe weekend. For this year.
For this year, for sure, for this year. You know, we'll go bigger and better next year, for sure, for sure. So right now, though, it's time for the debut of a new segment here on In Focus Mondays, and it's called I'm Brady Bowman, and I've made a decision.
That's you've made a decision theme song?
Yeah, do you recognize the song? Most people probably won't.
No, I don't.
It's a little something from a band called Soul Decision.
Oh!
Faded.
Faded, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just the instrumental version.
Uh-huh. All right.
I think the chorus sometimes comes in on this, so it'll be kind of
I may have that in
funny.
My library, too.
Do you? Mm. Oh, it's a classic.
Maybe. Oh, that was like, early 80s, mid-80s?
I thought it was early 90s.
Was it?
I could be wrong.
I may be thinking of a different song. That's not the instrumental version.
Yeah, it comes in. It's a karaoke version, but I kind of like how it kind of comes in like that.
Okay, yeah. All right.
So I have made a decision.
All right.
As we noted earlier, I can be quite indecisive sometimes with some things.
Released in 2000.
Okay. It's good to know.
Yeah,
good to know.
Okay. All right. Here we go. You've made a decision.
I've made a decision, and I'm going to commit to it. I'm building a comic book shelf on my shelf. That's the decision.
You've made a decision to build a comic book shelf on your shelf.
Out of wood.
Wood?
Out of wood. I'm going to build it. I'm going to build it from scratch.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have the tools?
I do have a Dremel.
Okay.
And a Dremel kit.
There's a lot of things you can do with a Dremel.
Oh, very much. I got all the attachments. Uh-huh. It was a Christmas gift. My dad's quite handy, is the thing. My dad's a mechanic in
Wichita. What happened to you?
I can actually be quite handy myself.
I've seen you
chance.
With a hammer.
You wanted that new window in your wall.
Oh, yeah. That's
it was
true.
A great spot for a new window. But yeah, I was looking at it because I have a shelf of awesomeness in my apartment. That's what I call it, my shelf of awesomeness.
And what currently is on your shelf of awesomeness?
Right now, it has a couple Marvel Legends figures, a Black Panther, a Black Suit Spider-Man, and I've been rotating three new comics about once every other week. I'll put in three new comics. And again, the Shelf of Awesomeness is also on my Twitter at Brady2Day if you actually want to see a picture of it.
Oh.
But it has my new purchases I made this week, which includes a first appearance of Boba Fett in the Star Wars comics. Got a great deal on it, too. Great, great deal on it. And I was just thinking, right now I just kind of have them on the shelf, just kind of laying back against the wall. It looks okay, but I was just thinking they're not incredibly secure. They could fall back behind the shelf or just fall over. So let's build a little wooden shelf, maybe out of a nice oak, maybe a nice maple. I don't know a whole lot about woods, but I'll learn. And here's the kicker. This shelf is going to be detachable. So I can put it on other shelves.
Oh, my.
Right. I think it just maybe like a little clamp situation.
Have you been spending some quality time on Pinterest?
No. I just kind of came up with it, actually.
You did this all by yourself.
Yeah.
Brady, I don't know that I've ever been so proud of you.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't written anything up yet. This is all just, you know,
it's
in my
right
mind.
There. And that's the way, you know, visions come.
Right. It's just all up here. But, yeah, I'm gonna go by the old Home Depot or wherever. Wherever's a good place to get some good quality woods at a good price.
Okay.
And I'll put together a little thing, a little shelf.
A board and a Dremel and Brady.
Yeah, lift it up a little bit, have a nice little kind of lip on it to put the comic books.
Gotcha.
And a nice kind of back for them to rest
on. Are the comic books on display upright? Are you going to have some sort of backing to keep them, you know, from bending?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll be solid backing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because right now they're just kind of, I got the shelf up against the wall, and then they just kind of tilt and I'll have them up vertical. But it's just not very secure, so I figured, you know, give me something to do. Check out my handiness. Because my dad builds stuff out of wood all the time. He made this, like, little wishing well. He just does stuff out of scrap. Just scrap wood people throws away, and he can make it into about anything. So I figure, it's in the blood, right? It's in the genes.
Well, at least you would hope that that'd be the case. My dad was that way, too. I mean, he did so many cool things, you know. I mean, the guy could fix a tractor, he could fix a truck, he could fix a car. Back in the days when you had the opportunity to do that type of work on your own, because you can't anymore.
Right, right.
You know, it's just like, you know, oh, I can fix a toaster? No, it's a lot less expensive to go buy a new one.
Yeah, my dad could fix about anything. I remember one time one of my Transformer toys, my sister stepped on it. I was so upset.
Oh.
Broke the leg off.
Oh, no.
A little ball.
So was the fixed Transformer? You fixed the Transformer? Your dad fixed the Transformer?
He did. I was just thinking just gluing it back together, like just a little ball joint for where the leg goes on.
Is it on your shelf of awesomeness now?
No, it's in a box back home, which I need to get that before my mom puts it in the garage sale or something.
You're
going
to need more shelves of awesomeness.
I know. But he put in a little screw and actually screwed in the joint and basically kind of remade the joint.
Really?
Just kind of on the spot, just like that. So,
he's in the blood. Isn't he a machinist for...
He's a shop foreman at Victor L. Phillips Company.
Gotcha.
Yeah, mechanic for years and years and years working on heavy construction equipment.
Gotcha.
Growing up, it was always, we can fix it first. And plus, like, we weren't probably lower middle class as far as the income level. So it's not like we were just going to drop money on repairing stuff all the time when, you know, you can maybe have a chance of fixing it yourself. So, yeah, I sometimes, because of that upbringing, I see a lot of throwaway culture sometimes.
Pretty much.
It's like sometimes you can fix things and make it better. You don't have to just throw it away.
That's my challenge here. I think that's my summer goal, is to go through boxes and boxes of stuff that has been transferred from, you know, a basement to a garage to a storage unit somewhere.
So yeah, there you have it. I'm Brady Bowman, and I've made a decision.
Well, good for you.
So we've had a lot. Just got maybe about a couple minutes left. Let's take these last minutes and just kind of, again, run through what we went through today. Talked about the little Apple Comic Expo and some of my finds and purchases there. We also had a whimsical retelling of part one of my Saturday afternoon adventure with the Comic Book Expo. It was mainly just dealing with the fake Paddy's Day atmosphere, since I kind of live in ground zero of all that. We had the first and maybe last InFocus selection show of the top RCPD tweets
of the year,
the last one of the year over fake Paddy's Day. And of course, we had the big decision, kind of like LeBron, the decision, except I'm just going to build a comic book shelf, not make millions of dollars playing in the NBA. But
boy,
you know.
Speaking of LeBron, he made a play the other night on
Assist
and a fake. I was just like, oh my.
Oh, he's great to watch.
You know, one thing we didn't talk about was this play in a high school state tournament.
Oh, I saw
with
that.
With the kid that pushed.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, we didn't talk about that, but if you haven't seen a YouTube video, I mean, it's on Sports Illustrated, it's on USA Today.
Yeah.
I think it was a kid from Hanover pushed a kid from Montezuma or something like that.
Yeah. But, anyway, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Hey, this was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you missed any of it, go online, newsradiokman.com. On demand, you can get caught up. Tomorrow, we'll have Marvin Rodriguez, commission chairman, will be in.
All right.
Might put him on the hot seat. Who knows?
Hey, that would be good. Same questions, or you got new ones?
Maybe some new ones.
Good, good, good. All right, Brady, thanks much. We got Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh with special guest host Mark Stein today. The Dan Patrick Show. Boy, they're going to be talking about the NCAA brackets a lot, I'm sure. And the game has Wildcat Insider.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. KS